Good morning, friends around the world. Let's begin our meditation with a common phrase that's used in the program of recovery. You spot it, you got it. You know, in the mornings before COVID-19, I'd always leave the house before Trish did and come home from our homeless center before Trish got home from her practice. When I would return in the afternoon, I would invariably find that she left at least one light on, if not two or three lights. And I would also invariably tell myself, I don't leave the lights on like she does. How could she be so forgetful? That was not a question, by the way. And as I'm telling this story, I'm reminded of how often I forget things around the house triggers such a strong reaction in me. Why do I get so upset with her forgetfulness? As I practice some self-awareness and realize that Trish is showing me something I don't want to see in myself. You spot it, you got it. Occurs when you get irritated by behavior in others, which we are choosing to deny in ourselves. In other words, what I hate the most in you may be what I hate the most in me. Talk about double standards. Our hypocrisy comes from the fact that we have blind spots. We simply can't see those parts of ourselves that we condemn in others. Or we choose not to. But by raising our self-awareness and understanding the you spot it, you got it phenomenon, we can start to reduce those blind spots and accept all the parts of ourselves. When we own our flaws, we become aware of our triggers and are less likely to become irritated when we see them in other people. Our brains are funny things. We invariably experience more of any thought or feeling when we try to avoid it. Let's try something. For the next 10 seconds, do not think about pink elephants. Go. How many pink elephants did you see in your mind's eye? When our brains hear an instruction to get rid of something, they seek out and find all the thoughts, feelings, and emotions connected to it in order to delete it. I sense that it's very difficult to not think of anything when we meditate. It's the same reason why, when we're on a diet, we obsess about food. To really free ourselves from what is holding us back, we must go into it. Explore it, understand it, see it. Our outer world is a reflection of our inward world. So what we experience repeatedly is an opportunity for us to learn something about ourselves. For example, if we're constantly experiencing aggressive behavior in others and are triggered by it, if there's a consistent pattern and certain thoughts become very dominant, then there's a good chance that we have what we're spotting. This opportunity to learn is never more apparent than with our own children. Children are great mirrors. The things that wind us up about our kids are often an indication that there is something to get curious about within our own psyche. Remember this the next time you scream at your kids to stop shouting. If you want to get technical, you spot it, you got it as a psychological defense mechanism where our subconscious denies our own thoughts and attributes and emotions and then ascribes them to other people. It validates the theory that you can't experience a feeling, emotion, or trait if you don't have an inner experience of it. You have to have a connection to be able to notice it in others. And when it triggers a negative response in you, it may be because you are denying it in yourself. But it isn't all gloom and doom. The good news is that you spot it, you got it works positively too. If you find yourself inspired by someone who is creative, intellectual, a great communicator, or visionary, you must have an inner experience of that which you admire to be able to notice it in others. Furthermore, it might be that this trait is bursting to get out and you are suppressing it. The wonderful possibilities are endless. So let's meditate on this today. Think about something that's really irritating you at the present time. Where does it keep cropping up? Where do you see it in others? Maybe after this meditation, write exactly what comes to mind. Where are the patterns? What is the most common theme that annoys you? Now think about where these traits show up in you.